Once a month, we get the opportunity to catch up with our state treasurer. He joins us right now, John Schroeder. John, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Well, I can't complain too bad, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. We got a lot of ground to cover as far as unclaimed property is concerned, as far as a number of the things your office is doing right now. But I wanted to start by talking a little bit about the legislative session that got underway yesterday. Before being treasurer, you were a state representative. Within a fiscal session like this, what should we be on the lookout for early on and then later as they get around to the real business?
Well, funny you say that. I was talking about this morning. You know, we have so much money. It's not what I had a typically deal with in 8.5 or 9.5 years where we had budget deficits every year.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have more money that you know to do with. Honestly, I'm very curious to see if somebody makes a push to get rid of the extra sales tax now with the surpluses and the budget stabilization fund, rainy day fund at all-time high. You know, part of that you have to account to the sales tax. So if there was a time to get rid of it now.
Well, it's slated to roll off.
Of it.
Yeah, it's slated to roll off in a couple of years anyway. But that back in right there, what you just said, or at least a portion of it, I'd be curious to see if that doesn't come up along the way as well. To kind of, hey, let's start tapering ourselves off just to see how we're doing revenue wise without it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's definitely adding to it. You know, there's also some talk. I know Rick Edmonds had this bill before. Brian, how about we give some of this money just back to the taxpayers? That's who it belongs to.
So, yes.
I mean, so those are kind of things, just little basic little things I think about that I'd like to see in the session, but we'll see. But, you know, unfortunately, when you have this kind of money, you don't see any type of reforms or savings going on or paying off debt. I'd like to see more debt paid off that actually puts more money in the state treasury fund in the outlying years, but we'll see.
So actually the paying off debt is one that I've been curious about as well. And state treasurer John Schroeder is our guest, because when you have one-time dollars, what do you do with those one-time dollars? Everybody wants to throw it at an infrastructure project, which is great. That's all fine and good. But if you use some of those one-time dollars to pay down some of the state's debt, then that's less we have to pay in the future, which means the rainy day fund and the budget stabilization fund, you have to lean on those less down the road if you're paying down principal today.
Yeah, let's face it. You will never catch up with all your infrastructure needs. Never.
Right.
Okay? But when you pay down your debt, it makes money available in a state general fund down the line. Now, the key is, as I told the legislator yesterday, problem is a lot of times when the state pays down its debt, it goes and incurs more debt someplace else. You know, I'd like to see us just lower our, you know, lessen our budget by paying off some of this debt. And it's less pressure down in the outlying years when they're expecting. And everything I read says we're headed to a slowdown or a recession. I think we ought to use some of these surplus dollars or what they really are is excess revenues to help in those situations.
One more on the legislative session before we move over to talk about the 50th anniversary of the Unclaimed Property Program. Treasurer Schroeder is also running for governor, and my pledge is to do my level best to keep your job as treasurer and a campaign visit completely separate. But there will be bills in this legislative session to eliminate the state income tax. Now, that's also going to be a talking point running for governor as well. So as treasurer, not talking in terms of whether or not you'd be in favor of as a candidate, but as treasurer, is eliminating the state state income tax, is that a viable avenue in Louisiana right now?
Well, when you say right now, can you get rid of the state income tax today? No. You're not going to come up with 40 cents on a dollar.
Right.
You know, so there's going to be a push to get rid of it next year. It's going to have to be something that is phased in. And I've said this as treasurer that the perception is that we have to do it. I mean, everybody talks about it. I don't care where you go. Everybody wants to do it. So I'm in favor of it. But, Brian, let me tell you, it's not going to be just a walk in the park to do it.
Right.
You have to replace 40% of your revenue. And then when I'm in my speaking engagements, when people ask that question, I support. But then my next question to them is, raise your hand if you want to pay a state property tax.
Yeah.
And I look around the room, and guess what? Not one person raises their hand. And I ask, who wants to pay more sales tax? Please raise your hand. Wait a minute. Nobody raises their hand. So people want to get rid of income tax, but they don't know if they really want to pay for it. I mean, because you're going to pay for it someplace. And that's where the devil is always in the detail. But again, I favor getting rid of it because it's a perception and the mindset that we need to do it. Because look, Mississippi's working on it now. So, but the devil is definitely and absolutely in the detail.
We've got State Treasurer John Schroeder for a couple more minutes talking a little bit about the legislative session, but also big anniversary for the Unclaimed Property Program turning 50. Tell the folks, hard to believe anybody would be unfamiliar with the program at this point, but a refresher course. What is the program, and how did it get where it is today?
Well, I mean, it's just sort of amazing. It's been 50 years. And look, this is money that belongs to individuals across the state. We have almost $1 billion now. The great thing is, you know, I've been treasurer since 2017, and 50% of the checks have gone out since 2017. I thought that was a very interesting statistic. It just shows you how hard our staff is working, how technology has allowed us to put this money out into the public. And I heard what you were saying earlier. I mean, think about this, Brian. We have been averaging over $55 billion a year getting out into the economy of this state, and that's that multiplies. So, you know, most of these checks average $900. They're going to spend it. They're spending in their small businesses in their towns and where they live. So it's a great program, man. I tell you, if I retired tomorrow, I'd still be talking about unclaimed property. But LACashClaim.org, there's over $1 billion that belong to citizens across the state, businesses, churches. We are now working on some of the bigger companies across Louisiana to do data matches with their employees. We just brought about 100 checks last week to the East Baton Rouge school system. I think you heard about how much we deal with Baton Rouge General, and we're working on about a dozen different ones right now.
Working with veterans right now as well. Tell me all about that.
Yes. Well, look, man, as a veteran myself, Army veteran, and law enforcement veteran, we do as much as we can to help these guys, man. So now we're working with some of the VFWs and the American Legion halls to do some data matches. You know, again, technology allows us. So if you have any entity, any organization, I brought a stack of checks to the Kiwanis Club recently. You know, if you have an organization, we can take your name, the data, do a cross-check, and we'll bring the check to you. You can come get them, mail it to you, whatever you want. Just an easy way, quick way to get, do some checking.
We got State Treasurer John Schroeder for a couple more minutes. Where is the program headed next? The cashclaim.org, when moving the website over there, the on-site events have been big as well. I did not realize that 50% of the checks have been 50% of the checks in a 50-year-old program had been written just within the last 5.5 to 6 years. Where do we go from here? How is there a way to advance it more, or is it just repetition at this point?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you and I have talked about this, and, you know, it's sort of funny how the human being works. Brian, if you and I weren't talking about this radio, I'm telling you today, every time we come on the radio with you, our claims go up that day and the day after. It's sort of a state of mind, and people need to be reminded about it, especially when they hear that we brought a $680,000 check to an elderly woman in Northeast Louisiana, and we're working on a $1 billion claim right now. People say, oh, man, let me go check. But, you know, I don't know. We constantly, I tell people, my business background, my entrepreneurial background sort of helps that. I mean, we sit in the room and we just brainstorm, you know. I think one of the moves we've made, as you probably, I know you know Pam Batassa.
Yep.
We moved her over to unclaimed property full time, just because we have to constantly promote it and market it. You know, she's in charge too of the data match with the big companies across Louisiana. So we're constantly looking for ways. So if you got any ideas, let me know. We got our big mall show coming up in New Orleans or Metairie in May, which is always a big, big turnout. You know, we get back to over $400,000 in about a 6 to 7 hour period. That's crazy.
That is crazy. That is crazy, but so effective. Just repetition right now. LACashClaim.org. LACashClaim.org is the website. And if you've already checked it, it doesn't mean you shouldn't check it again, because those records update regularly. You could have not had cash 6 months ago and have a payment due to you over there as of today. And in the meanwhile, we always appreciate the time. State Treasurer John Schroeder, thanks for hopping on board, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You do the same.